Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. A few weeks ago, David Moss thought he had struck gold. Moss is a sports memorabilia collector in Iowa. He was on eBay when he spotted a rare photo of a pitcher from the first ever Boston Red Sox team. He bought it. But when the photo arrived at his Iowa home, something seemed off. After a little detective work, Moss discovered that the historic image had been stolen from the Boston Public Library. So he alerted the library, and the photo of pitcher George Cuppy is now on its way back to Boston. We called Moss today to ask him about the photo of a player whose name, unless you're very well versed in early baseball history, may not be familiar.
No, it isn't, but he was a very successful pitcher in the 1800s, pitching for Cleveland mainly, alongside of Cy Young. They were considered the two best pitchers on a team during the 1890s. So 1901 was the first year of the American League and the first year of the Boston Red Sox, so he was part of that original Boston Red Sox team.
So you decided to buy this photo in hopes that it would be George Cuppy. How much did you pay for it?
I only paid $66 for it.
And when did you start to think that this might be a stolen photo?
Well, I was researching it, and sometimes the mount, the cardboard that the picture is mounted on, have a studio name on them. And this one had a studio name that said Holsinger, and there was a photographer at the time, Rufus Holsinger, in Charlottesville, Virginia. And that's where the Red Sox spring training was in 1901, and the team apparently stopped by his studio and had the entire team taken. There's a pretty well-known website that talks about stolen baseball memorabilia.
This is hallsofshame.com?
Yeah, hallsofshame.com, and it talks about items that have been stolen from the Baseball Hall of Fame and the New York Public Library and the Boston Public Library specifically. And once I saw that this photo was from the Boston Public Library, or similar to ones in the Boston Public Library, I went to that website and I saw that there were similar photos from the same sitting that had been recovered.
As you did your detective work, did you end up finding out roughly when this photo was stolen from the Boston Public Library, or who stole it?
Yeah, as far as we know, it was stolen in the late 70s, early 80s. There was a large collection of photos called the McGreevy Collection. He donated all of his photos in 1923 to the Boston Public Library when they moved into what he had, like a sports bar. And the Boston Public Library moved in there because of Prohibition. And then in the late 70s, early 80s, a large portion of that collection disappeared. The people were able to actually just abscond with them, put them in their briefcase, or just be able to walk out with those photos.
When you bought this on eBay, what state were you buying it from? Do you know?
I bought it from Massachusetts, and I bought it from a fellow that his father had owned it. And this was just something that was left in his mom's attic.
How painful was it to have to give it back?
It's worth a lot of money, but it's, you know, obviously once I found out it's stolen, it's not really worth anything to me or someone else. So once I found out it was stolen, it kind of lost all of its real value that it would have been worth. And like I said, I didn't have a lot of money invested, and what I did have invested was returned to me, and so it never really was a question of returning it.
Will you get a finder's fee from the Boston Public Library?
No, I don't. Haven't heard of any finder's fees. So.
But you did get your money back from the seller.
Yeah, I did.
David Moss, thanks very much for talking with WBUR.
Well, thanks for having me, Sasha.
David Moss is a sports memorabilia collector in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.